Memory Lane Cemetery, as it is known today, was established in Silver City in the 1890s, and it plays host to both famous and infamous characters like John Bullard, an Indian scout and prospector, and Catherine Antrim, the woman who brought the legendary Billy the Kid into this world. The Town and Country Garden Club of Silver City will help bring Memory Lane Cemetery to life with a living history walkthrough. Memory Lane Live was conceived by Jeanette Geiske as a way to showcase the history of Silver City in a fun and exciting way.
Silver City was a wide open western, I wouldn't even call it a town. It was it rivaled Tombstone and Dodge City and had 50 bars and not any women to speak of. And they were there to get the silver and gold that were everywhere, really, literally everywhere. People made fortunes. And then that attracted a lot of people that were sort of living on the edge, and lots of characters and lots of action.
Billy the Kid is almost certainly both a famous and infamous resident of Silver City. And Jeanette says that to better know Billy the Kid, the organizers of Memory Lane Live are giving a voice to his mother, Catherine Antrim.
So we have her as one of our characters. And I talked Dora into doing this because she was from an Irish family. And so when she portrays last night, I hadn't heard her little talk. It was so intriguing, and she got everybody's attention by this brogue that she came across. And it was very natural for her to talk about that she was a simple, happy, known to be a very jolly Irish lady.
The characters will be portrayed by actors who have done the research to study not just the time period, but also the spirit of each personality. But that comes as a challenge to James McQuaid and his fellow actors, who have to condense each individual's history down to a 5-minute presentation.
There's too many interesting stories about each character. And when you get involved with that character, you want to say it all. It's hard to break something out and leave it out. So yeah, we have to work on that, but that's what we're going to do.
Phyllis McQuaid, too, is an actress who echoes the challenge of finding the right 5 minutes of someone's life to tell the full story.
You really have to look over and pick out what would be, to me, what would be of interest to the people that are coming to hear us. What would strike their fancy?
For Paula Giesler, who will be documenting the presentations, Memory Lane Live is about more than just being a living history program. For Giesler, the program is an opportunity for community members of all ages to set some time aside to learn about where they come from.
I was impressed because Silver City is so diverse in its racial blend. The Buffalo Soldiers were there, and we have none other than Ersie Ross, Reverend Ersie Ross, portraying a retired Buffalo Soldier who went on to thrive in the community, and there's still a large presence of former Buffalo Soldiers in town.
Memory Lane Live is a free event that takes place this coming Monday from 4 to 7 at the Memory Lane Cemetery in Silver City. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.